Okay, Simon Shin Beis. So we're going to go back to what we started seeing in the beginning of the Simon. Over here in Sif Be, in Sif Aleph, Sif Aleph, says the Machlekes, if it's Shaykh Liban without Mayim, right, if I'm not using water to wash the dirt out of the Begad or from on the Begad, it's Shaykh Melabin or not. Because maybe it's not Doima to what was in the Mishkan, where over there they washed with water, like Rashi on the Mishnah says, the Chapse bin Nohar, that the Melechas Melabin in the Mishkan was washing in the Nohar. The Maisa, the Machaber, seems to go with the sheet of the Rach, and Rosh, Ran, Mordechai, Tor, that if I have a Beged that's full of dust, and I shake the dust off, Nachai. And the Machaber learns that the Gemara of this is talking about Tal. There's three Malchim in the Gemara. Machaber learns that it's talking about Tal. But from Avok, he doesn't bring down. So dust, according to him, would be mutter because there's no water involved. Pashtas. Rama goes on. Rama says, Yeshem dust l'nayer, beged min ha'avok sha'alav in makpid alav, if he's makpid. V'tayv lachash d'dvar. So now the Rama says that it's time to be makpid for dirt, for dust. The Rambam, it's interesting, brings down this din, Hilchas Makbe Patish, not Hilchas Malabi. So again, to start, we have a dusty beged, Bechal's Machlekes, if it's Malabi or not. Plus, the Rambam is learning it's a whole different sugya. So, what is the Halacha L'maisa? Right, Mishbrua says that even though the Rama writes, Toiv, but there's many achrayim. The Eli Rabba brings from many rishayim, harbe rishayim. The whole like Rashi, the chiyuv chatas. Therefore, you should be choshish for that. So what happens? Tak on Shabbos, my beggar got dusty, got dirty, dusty. What am I allowed to do? What am I not allowed to? To take a brush and to brush my hat, right, my dusty hat, to brush it with a brush, or to brush my jacket with the dust that's on my jacket, or let's say powders, right, you're using powder, and you got all over your jacket, or confectionery sugar, right, sometimes that just like gets all over the place. So to use a brush to brush it off, that you're not allowed to do. That's awesome. Especially if you're going to be brushing the dust that's settled into the fabric, that for sure you're not allowed to do. But we don't want using a brush. How about removing the dust without a brush? I'm not going to use a brush. I'm going to remove it without a brush. So is that a problem of labein or not? So here we have the Bi'ur Halacha. Bi'ur Halacha tells us that the dust that's above the baguette, it's on top of the baguette, that you can brush off without a brush. You can wipe it off gently wipe off the dust that's on top of the baguette. But what's absorbed into the baguette, that already not. What happens if that confectionery sugar or the powder got into my hair? Right now I want to get it out of my hair. So there's no malabin by gufada, right? That we learned. There's no malabin by Gufa Adam. So it's not going to be a problem of malabin. So therefore, there'll be enough communion here between natural hair and a sheitel. Right? If it's your natural hair, so you can do it, you can get it out. Without water, just brush it out with your hands. But if it's your wife's sheitel, they got the dust in it, or the confectionery sugar, then right, that's the halach over here. I can take off what's on the surface, but not to brush out what got absorbed into it. A fur coat. Someone has a fur coat. Also, it got dusty. It's a shadow over here. So that's when it's dust. Now, what happens when... Right, yeah, the same thing with carpet. Carpet, right? So to use a carpet sweeper or one of those things that are made to clean the carpet, not electric, that's like using a brush, which the Bi'ur Halacha says you shouldn't use. But let's say I'm not going to use a brush or a carpet sweeper. So I'm just, right, so if it's crumbs on top of the carpet, that's also no problem. That's like noitzos. It's not a problem. But if it got into the material of the carpet, so again, I have to be careful, only to brush off gently what's on top, not what got into it.
To pick up that whole carpet and shake it?
Lightly, but not vigorously. Okay, now, let's move on to the next case. Something wet or sticky a sticky substance or a wet substance got stuck to my beged. So now, right, let's say wet mud, chalent, kolol, what else gets stuck to your beged? So it's a thick substance, which is stuck to the fabric of the beged. Now, much of the stain is above the beged, right? The piece is above the beged. So what's above the surface of the beged, even though it lulls and come off with it from what's in the beged, that's not a problem. But to start taking out what got absorbed in the beged, that's a problem. So I can remove that chalent that got stuck to the outside of the beged, or we're talking about wet right now, we'll talk about dry in a moment. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, what I could do is I could do mi bifnim, right? Rub it like that, and then the dirt will fall off. But not to rub it on the outside like that. You got it? Mi bifnim, right? This is the dirt. Here's the dirt. Right? So I could go like that, and then the dirt will fall off. But I cannot go like this against the dirt. That's where it shifts up. I could use a spoon or a tissue at the back of it. And the Mishnah says the back of the knife. I don't know if it's Dafka, the back of the knife or not, but maybe he doesn't want to cut his beged. But you could, again, gently take off the part of the stain that's above the surface of the beged, but not what's in the beged. Now, I forgot to mention, thereby, you know, I'll come back to it in a moment. But let's say it's dried, let's say the mud is dried mud, or the food is dried onto my beged. So then we have a new problem, called teichin. By mud, even though it's sand which is stuck together, but if it's not going to come off as one piece, if it's going to crumble, you can be oivan teichin. Food, well, depend if there's teichin by that food. If it's gedulei karka, and it was once already ground, let's say mashed potatoes, I mashed it already, and now it's stuck onto my jacket, so ain't teichin acha teichin. If it's not going to crumble, then there's no teichin. Or, if it's not gedulei karka, like eggs, which is food, but there's no teichin. So you have to know how it's teichin when it's dry. Now, what I left out before was that in both cases, in this case over here, where it's something dried onto my beged, and there'll be a problem of teichin. Or earlier, when I have dust on my beged, the beged got dusty, very dusty, very dusty. So I'm allowed to ask a guy to do it. That's what Mishmur says. Since we started off today, that's a big machlek, as if this is b'chalam alabein or not over there. So I'm allowed to ask a guy to do it. Let's say there's no guy around, and I'm embarrassed to walk out where my whole jacket is, I slipped, and now I slipped on the floor, and now my whole jacket is dusty. So I'm embarrassed, my hands are all dusty. What can I do? So Mishbura in the Bir Halacha says, Shinoi. Shinoi. What would be a Shinoi? So did I say over the story with that Rosh Hashiva? No, I didn't. Last year. There was, what? Yeah, we care. So I spoke about these halachas already?
Yeah.
I spoke about these halachas? Are you serious? Oh my gosh. I'm losing my mind. Okay, I hope it was good chazar. That's why you came late? Okay, so fine. So let's, so Shini works. Okay, I'm sorry. So let's go now to Sif Gimel. Mekaplim Kalim B'Shabbos, the Tzarech Shabbos, love Shambay Bayoyim. Mekaplim Kalim, what does that mean? I can fold Kalim on Shabbos. The Tzarech Shabbos, love Shambay Bayoyim. Bedavka Ba'odam Echot. Uva Chadoshim, Shadan Len Schabsu. Ulevanim, Ve'en Loy Lachlim. The six Tanaim over here. Six Tanaim over here in order to fold your baggage on Shabbos. I need the Tzarech Shabbos, Adam Echad, Chadoshim, Livonim, Ein Lelachlif. I'm to the sixth one. Five, okay. Really losing it. So it's five Tanaim over here. What's the Issa Bechlal folding a beged on its folds? Why do I need all this? So Rashi in the Gemara says, because the derech was that after you wash it, you soften it by folding it. You give it a soft, it's not so stiff when you fold it. You break into it. Or, Rashi says, it prevents it from becoming creased. Now, for me to make a crease on Shabbos, to create a new crease, that's in Simit Tavkuf Yotesiv Hey, first that's Aser. Aser to make a new crease in a baguette. So I cannot make a new crease in a baguette. I can't take the baguette, put it on the two heavy things, fold it, make a crease. I'm not allowed to do a press. That's Sif Dalit also, we see. You can't make a crease. So what are we talking about over here? There was already a deep crease. I want to prevent that from losing that crease. Why? Because if I lose that crease, then the baggage will look all crumbly if I don't fold it on that crease. It's going to get new creases. So it's a nirikim sakin. Look at Rashi, it says about 3-4 times over there. Nirikim sakin, nirikim. It looks like, but you doing this to prevent it from getting creased, looks like you're being misak in the beggar. And I'm not actually being misak in the beggar, but it looks like I'm being misak in the beggar. So since it's only a nirikim misak in the beggar, so it's a weak isser. It's not a real tikkun, it's a nira. So it's a weak isser. Because it's a weak isser, we're willing to be matarit l'tarech Shabbos. But with some more tanaim also. So what you see here is that the issue is there, just in certain circumstances, we're matter it. But that's what's going on over here. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shulchan Aruch Rav speak out, the Nirka Masaket is, because by you folding on the crease, you're keeping it straight, you're keeping it folded and it won't get creased. Now the the nafkamina that's caught over here is, let's say, talus. Someone's talus. Right, your pants that you're taking off Friday night, so they can fold because you want it to stay uncreased for Shabbos morning. Taking a nap in the afternoon, also for when you wake up. But what about my talus? I'm putting on my talus Shabbos morning. I want to fold it on its creases after davening. But I don't need it until next Shabbos. So could we say that it's Letzarech Shabbos because this is my Shabbos talus? So Tzarek Shabbos. So this is a discussion by many Paiskim, Samas Chaim, Chazen Yecheskel. He's dining up the Lashon in the Tosefta. If it's for this Shabbos or also for another Shabbos, I think the Mishmaru's mashma that for next Shabbos you cannot, with Kiveger, right? That you cannot. So that's one discussion. Does that help or not? And then there's the Kolbay. The Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbay, Achashulchan quotes the Kolbay, that says that nowadays Avigadim are not shaykh to the Sisser, because Avigadim don't get creased when you fold it up Naran's creases. Right? You take your talus, roll it into a ball, and after Shabbos you take it, you fold it on the creases, next Shabbos it's fine. It's not creased up that you can't wear it. The problem with this is that the Beis Yosef who quotes it leaves it out in Shulchan Aruch, does not bring it down. Neither does the Paiskim on the Shulchan Aruch, and most Paiskim do not bring this Kolbay down. So even though the Aruch HaShulchan brings it, but to be Seimachan, it's a Chiddush, because they all knew the Kolbay, but they don't quote La Halacha. But there are those that are Seimachan. The Machzis of Shekel says, even with the Kolbay, still the minig is not to fold the talis until Matzei Shabbos. The Maril also brings it out, still not to fold until Matzei Shabbos. What's the reason? Not clear. So some people, even with the Kolbay, still won't fold it because the Maisa is brought down. So the question is, if the metzias by us, our clothing has the same metzias as over there, can we be mechalik to the metzias or not? So that's a question. And that's why there are those that are mekal and those that are makbid not to fold the talis until Matzei Shabbos. Someone asked about folding napkins. Folding napkins on the crease. Oh yeah, before I talk about napkins. So comes along the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh misha oimer, the lekaple shaloi, can say the kipal rishay muta b'cholimim. V'nirin dvarav. Which this is the Mordechai. Meaning, the Mordechai came up with a heter over here. That even though you're not doing a Litzarek Shabbos, but if I don't fold it on its original creases, but I make my own, I fold it on other, I just fold it by itself, that you could be mekel. Which Allah HaMais, that the person bring down, that you could, even if you don't have to roll the towel up in a bowl, you could fold it backwards or fold it different ways, not on its fold. But it's a chiddush. The Mordechai is a chiddush over here. Again, we're dealing with an Isser, we need a heter. He came up with a heter. The whole thing is a big chiddush, though, to start with that there's an Isser over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Nirin Dvarav, Chesas Ma'achrem Ladina. Kol Makayim, Mishroi Tlachman Latzim, Shaloi Lekapa Klal Badi Adav, Machzis HaShekel. That's the Machzis HaShekel. He says, just don't do it, don't do it. Stay away from it. That's why some people don't fold it, not on its creases, not off its creases. Just don't do it. That's the Din over here. So again, Me'ikra din, there is an Isser over here, which we have to deal with. There are those that want to be makel because of the Kolbay, the Avigadim are different than the Avigadim. There are those that want to be makel that you can do Shleya Kipula Rishai. And then you have the Mishrei Tzalachmer, not to fold it at all. And that'll be. Okay, now. Is there any more? So I think we covered the simen here. Okay, Mirza Shambles, we're going to start next week's simen, Shin Vav, okay? A Shin Vav is on the din of Vidaber Dava, Mimsech Heftzecha. There's a din Dibre Kabbalah from the Navi, that the way you speak on Shabbos should be different than the way you speak during the weekday. So we'll learn more about that. Okay? Yeah.
What about napkins?
Good question. So napkins, the chayra, if it's a paper napkin, even though there are folds over there and you're folding it on the folds and all that, so but there's no tikkun mana by paper. So you're not going to have to worry about nirkim sakin mana. So it won't be a problem. There is another sugya by kaisiv and baina. If I take it, I fold it very stark into a shape. It looks like a bird. It looks like something that when you pick it up, it's not going to fall apart. That's a different sugya. Question is the cloth begun. Let's say my towels. Can I fold the towel? I want to fold the laundry. There's no creases on my towel. There's no folds on my towel. So that you'll have to do. So then the napkin also, if there's no folds. Okay? Good.